TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea, daily, from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Ashley Graham is a model who, over the course of her 20-year career, has appeared in campaigns for Marina Rinaldi and Levi's and graced the covers of Sports Illustrated, Vogue, and Glamour. But she's also had to fight for acceptance in an industry that pigeonholed her as plus-sized, a label that caused her periods of intense self-doubt and insecurity. In today's talk, she explains how these challenges led her to reclaim her body and redefine the industry standards of beauty.
My journey, it begins in Lincoln, Nebraska. I was 12 years old and scouted in a mall. At 13, I signed with a major modeling agency and was traveling the world. I was shooting big campaigns, and before I even graduated high school, I had been to multiple countries. At 17, I graduated and moved to New York. And while most kids are going through their self-discovery stage in college, my self-discovery stage was in the midst of catwalks, catalogs, and casting calls. I was working as a full-time plus-size model. Back in Nebraska, I was known as the fat model, the girl who was pretty for a big girl. I hated answering that question, "What do you do for a living?" I would see that person's eyebrow raise as I would reply, "I'm a model." I'd have to quickly qualify with, "Well, I'm a plus size model." As a young model, my confidence was tugged at and pulled in all different directions. I struggled to achieve true confidence. I would go home and look in front of the mirror and only hate what I saw. And to fill the void on the inside, I began to cave to all the vices being thrown my way. Between the parties, the men, the alcohol, I was looking for self-love, for affirmation from somebody, when in reality, I didn't love who I was, and I couldn't seem to get a handle on regulating my own weight. I began to face my insecurities head on. And instead, I was filling my life with temporary fixes. We need to work together to redefine the global vision of beauty. And it starts with becoming your own role model. As a curvy woman, it was the assumption that I should look up to Marilyn Monroe or Jennifer Lopez, mainly because they were two of the most notable curvy women in the public eye that were being praised for their curves. But these weren't my role models. In reality, the woman I looked up to the most was my mother. She told me I was beautiful, and she never devalued herself. So why would I? She told me and taught me that true beauty comes from within, and that validation and self-worth must also come from within. In my lowest moments of insecurity, this is when I realized that I had to reclaim my body and its image as my own. And now IMG has sign me and other models that are not defined by their size. My body, like my confidence, has been picked apart, manipulated, and controlled by others who didn't necessarily understand it. I had to learn to reclaim my body as my own. And in reclaiming my body as my own, I understood as a woman that I had a greater purpose. I had a greater purpose to redefine beauty, the feminine beauty. Curvy models are becoming more and more vocal about the isolating nature of the term plus size. We are calling ourselves what we want to be called, women with shapes that are our own. I believe beauty is beyond size. With so much emphasis on the body and external, it's no wonder that we all suffer so much internally. But you know, people in the fashion industry actually told me that I would never be in magazines, let alone the covers of them. Well, I guess we've proven them wrong. 5 covers in a little over a year. And I was one of the very first curvy models to be featured in Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Thank you. Never let anybody tell you that you can't. I have achieved and am still achieving what was seemingly impossible. My goal is to give a voice to young women, to give a voice to young women who struggle to find someone they can look up to, for girls who struggle to look inside the mirror and say, I love you, for women who feel uncomfortable expressing their confidence they've locked away inside themselves, for women who have relinquished their rights to someone else. It is critical that both men and women create a body-positive environment. Uplift the important women in your lives. Create a safe space for them to express their body and their beauty for who they are, not because of who they're not. Be you. Be real. Be authentic. Be your favorite kind of woman. Don't let anybody else take that job. And remember, this is the generation of body diversity. The current is changing.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Valencia, Spain. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Berkeley, Valencia. Want to listen to more TEDx Talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.